Yes, this seems to be a trend that's continuing, not just over the Halloween period, but certainly long before it. And I've now called for an emergency and an immediate meeting with the PSNA, which is going to take place tomorrow morning, Wednesday, in Strabane with senior police officials. I want to know what has been done to safeguard the business premises, the town centre and the general public in relation to what's going on and what information the PSNA are picking up about those who are conducting this destruction throughout the Strabane area.
In this particular incident last night, we understand that a neighbouring business owner attempted to confront these people and they proceeded to attack his vehicle.
That's correct. Glenfray Shoots is a very well-known family business, one that has been thriving, one which many of us support and one that provides jobs for many people right across the wider Strabane area. And the McSheehan family last night were very disappointed to learn that the premises were broken into, that unnecessary damage and destruction had happened, that vehicles were attacked, be it forklifts and diggers and things like that, and that windows were smashed and that things were generally threw about the place. There was absolutely no justifying it. Clearly these guys were getting in for pallets and to remove bonfire type materials, and they could have done that without actually harming or damaging the business because those things were lying outside of the premises. When a neighbouring businessman had heard whatever they were up to, flying around in the forklift and doing all their bits and pieces, he confronted them. And when he did, the six of them, I think he says, roughly surrounded him. They showed no fear. They showed they weren't even the slightest bothered. And in fact, proceeded then to attack his vehicle. So when asked to identify these characters, he did clearly say that these are people from the age of about 14, 15, 16, 17, even 18 potentially years of age that were there last night. Similar to the description that was given about those characters that set fire to the Halloween displays and to the back of Poundland the night prior. It is a worrying trend, and this sort of behaviour has been going on now for a few weeks, and that's not to reflect anything overly negative about Strabane. This is a minority group of people that seem to think that they're going to get away with this. Well, my message very clearly today is that they're not. I am going to be asking the PSNA to clamp heavily on this to ensure that at all time the best interests of our businesses, our public and public property is protected all the time.
Is there a fear that this minority could be capable of anything?
I don't know if that's the case. I think that some things are done in innocence and mostly in stupidity. I think it's probably the best description for what I have witnessed. It seems to be that obviously they're out in a group and one maybe tried to impress the other and unfortunately are doing things that are putting the lives of other people and businesses and premises at risk and causing significant damage, costly damage to these premises and others. There would need to be a very clear zero tolerance message put out, and the public are rightly in uproar because this damages the general reputation of Strabane. And Strabane is a great place to live, a great place to invest, and a good place to grow up, and I know that very, very well. But no small minority or group of individuals is going to damage that, and I'll be making that message very clear to the PSNA tomorrow. I want something done about this. As the MLA for this area, I am fed up hearing about the public that's so disgruntled and no justice being done in relation to those that seem to be running around like a vigilante group at night. This has been happening over the last month. It's not all that long ago since we've heard about dumpers and diggers being stolen from building sites, driven into cars and wrecking sports facilities in the Ballycommon. The same with the town centre in relation to various damages caused to shops and the complaints that I've received there. I've been running around for the last three nights in relation to this quite late in supporting those who have been affected by this, and I'll be making that very clear to the PSNA. But if those who are listening out there today know anything in relation to this, it is important that you step up because it's only a matter of time before someone is seriously hurt in relation to this.